Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I shall choose. I am caught between the two. I long to depart this life and to be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This message from the Apostle Paul to the Philippians is one that explains a sort of tension that every person, every Christian should experience in their heart. The tension between wanting to live forever in heaven, where we have our perfect union with God, where there is only perfect peace and love and there's no trouble at all, but also wanting to live on this earth, where we have all those things, but we also have some trouble, and we also have the struggle against sin. There's a sort of tension where we long to be in heaven, but we also long to be here on earth with everybody we know and with the life that we know of. Well, St. Paul gives us a little teaching that helps us to find our way in the midst of this tension. When he says, conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. In other words, what he's telling us is that in the midst of our life's journey from this world to the world of eternal life in heaven, we need to apply the teachings of the gospel of Jesus to all of our life situations. You know, one of the biggest problems in Christianity is we don't apply the gospel to our life situations. When we do it that way, what happens is we become hypocrites. Our religion becomes simply an exercise when we're at church, but it doesn't really sink deep into our hearts or change our lives or the world. When we apply the teachings of Jesus to our life situations, then our life on earth becomes more aligned with the life of eternity in heaven. And when we don't apply the teachings of the gospel to our life situations, we have all kinds of trouble. Trouble that is unnecessary, that could probably be easily avoided if we had applied the teaching of Jesus. An extreme example where the teaching of the gospel could have been applied to a life situation but was not, was in the year 2003. I remember when there was that big ramp up to the Iraq War. Pope John Paul II was pleading so earnestly every single day, pleading for peace, for dialogue, for people to come to the table and work things through, to work for human dignity and for justice and for love. And no one listened to him. No one applied his teaching to a real life situation. Instead, they went right to war. And that war has effects that are going to last for many, many generations in this world. And those effects are very negative. If people had listened to Pope John Paul II, probably the greatest problem would have been frustration. There probably would have been years of frustrating negotiations back and forth. But instead, we have so many problems that even most people don't understand the depths of. That's an extreme example of where Pope John Paul II wanted the gospel to be applied to a real life situation, but nobody listened to him. A less extreme example, but no less present in this world, is when you have families or married couples or friendships where there are tensions, where there are tensions that are maybe based on something bad that happened, or they're based on a whole slew of little things that have piled up. Well, you could apply the gospel teaching, blessed are the peacemakers, and you could work for peace. You could say, look, let's not have a destruction of a family, of a marriage, of a friendship. Instead, let's try to work for peace, mutual understanding. If you don't apply the gospel to that real life situation, which happens all the time, then what you end up with is hatred. You end up with the destruction of a lot of good things. Another example would be the gospel teaching on the mercy of God. You can think, for example, of the many parables that Jesus offers teaching us about God's divine mercy. When we apply this teaching to our own life, well, it can inspire us to realize that despite our own sins, God still loves us. And it can also inspire us to repent of our sins and begin again. Because, you know, if you don't believe that God is merciful, that God loves you, then you lose your inspiration to repent of your sins. You feel like, what's the point? Nothing's going to change. You could also apply this gospel teaching about the mercy of God to others. You can give others a second chance, a third chance, and they may do the same to you if they remember how merciful you were to them. And if you don't apply this teaching to real life, then your own sins will take over your life. They'll become your way of life, cause all kinds of trouble for you. And you could give in to despair. And furthermore, if you don't apply the gospel call of mercy towards others, then that will lead to destructions of relationships, and it will also lead to all kinds of retaliation when you do something wrong. The gospel call to work for justice is something that we have to apply to our real-life situations. Now, when you stand up for justice, you're going to face resistance. But you know, you might succeed. You might be able to put a stop to the progression of evil in your part of the world, in your little section of the world. You might be able to prevent others from suffering the same injustice that you have. If you don't apply this gospel teaching to work for justice in your own present situation, then you become part of the problem. Evil will continue its path of destruction, and you could have done something, but you didn't. Anyway, there's so many examples where if we simply apply the gospel teaching to our present situation in life, it's really going to align our life in this world with the life of heaven. Think about this. As we have this tension within our heart to live for that perfect world where there's nothing wrong, where there's only love, truth, and goodness and happiness in heaven, as we live this desire, while we are in this world, we have a mission. We have to conduct ourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Jesus and allow His word to affect all of our life situations. God bless you.